The administrator and human resource manager of the EP Church, who Reverend D.Y. Dogbe, has reminded Ghanaians of the need to give thanks to God in any situation. In a sermon to mark the 12th anniversary celebration of the EP Church, Light of the World, Kotobabi, Reverend Dogbe said God has always been gracious to Ghana, especially through the election and the election petition. It is therefore relevant for Ghanaians to show gratitude to him.
So one of the things I've observed about Christians is that when things are going on well, they shout, they do all sorts of things, but when things go to the contrary, then they begin to question even the existence of God. But the theme is saying that in everything, you must be thankful to God. It is God who is the giver of life. Without justice, without peace, without dignity, there cannot be any growth or development. So we are praying, our prayer is that God himself should lead us, so that if we're able to achieve peace, justice and dignity, obviously there'll be growth and development, not only in the church, but in our country, Ghana. There should be absolute peace. If you look around, countries that are at war, they cannot make progress. So we really need peace. We need to recognize that we are each other's keeper. If you're able to do that, then there'll be progress in this country. What it means in effect is that the way we live, there should be complete transformation in our lives, so that Ghana can also move forward, but in the right direction.
The district pastor of the church, Reverend Ernest Gaiwu, said the theme, God of Life, Lead Us to Justice, Peace and Dignity for Growth and Development, is relevant. He said it is time for Ghanaians to support the leadership of the nation to provide direction, justice and peace for the country.
I think the president has promised that they are going to increase job opportunities. Let us wait patiently to see what they can do. Those of us who are also agitating for salary increases, there had been a negotiation table. I want all the people involved, the various bodies which are involved, to have patience and look at the timetable that the government has drawn, so that we can give peace a chance. Christians should use the Bible as a guide to desist from any nefarious activities that they might have been engaging in, and look to God for a guidance. Well, I want to wish the leadership of this country, the president, the vice, and his cabinet ministers, good luck in their administration.
A member of the church in charge of church relations, Mrs. Rose Akwaku, asks women and mothers to train their female children well, educate them, and provide them with skills before giving them out for marriage.
My message for them is that we should put our trust in God. And if you put our trust in God, we'll remain focused. Marriage is not an easy thing. And as you enter into marriage, Christ should be the head of our house. We should put our trust in God. And if we put our trust in God, the challenges will come, but he will be ahead of us. And then we'll remain focused in him. For us, Christ is the head. So please, let's all be focused on him. And he will direct us with the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we don't leave our children on the street. We don't leave our husbands alone. But let's join hands with them to train the children that God has given us. Because when we train the children very well, they will take good care of us. We should train these girls to be responsible. Because you can't push your daughter into a marriage if this girl has not got any work on her own that she's doing. If she gets to the marriage relationship and the man cannot provide, that poses a lot of challenge. So for me, the girl's child should go back to school. They should be trained to have a good vocation before they enter into marriage. So parents that are pushing their girl child into relationship, they should relax. Train these children to come up boldly so that they can defend themselves. They can be empowered to take good care of their children where the men are not working.
Mrs. Rose Akwaku, in charge of church relations.